Though always horny, she never really climaxes unless it's through being fucked. Maybe she woke up from some wet dream because she's really trying to make her almost erect cock come. Her hand moves very quickly. The other one grasps your thigh. She's breathing so heavy, eyes locked, staring straight ahead, blank, groaning, her tongue greedily at work, oral pleasure sliding through your body. And the blue-haired one behind you getting turned on is her big tits. She's much larger than the blonde. As her tits rub on your back, and her pussy is clearly soaked, as you can tell, because she's slid a hand down the front of her body and is fingering herself while using the other one to line her cock up now. She's abandoned playing with your nipples in favor of just getting more and more lube on your backside. You know what's going to happen soon. You know, inescapably, what you want. Ugh. The one between your legs moans, and the one behind just pushes against you more. You know it's coming. You brace for what's coming. But she slides her cock lower between your thighs. Yes, she did have a penchant for this, so that her cock slides right into the blonde's face. And the blonde stops giving you pleasure with her tongue and begins sucking the cock of the woman behind you, which has slipped under and between your thighs. You squeeze them together to add friction, and the blue-haired one begins thrusting from behind you, using her muscled hands now to rub your shoulders. She brings one around to your lips. You suck on it, tasting her pussy juices there. As between your legs, you are suddenly deprived of pleasure because the blonde, with that cock right in front of her, eagerly sucks on it, fastening on it, slurping, rubbing her nose against you. But her mouth is all for the cock belonging to the woman who is spooning with you right now. And of course, that cock between your thighs is rubbing upward against your balls and against the underside of your hard cock, which is also in the blonde's face, but you weren't thrusting it as insistently. Now, you slide a hand down and begin rubbing the tip of your cock against the blonde's soft cheek. She opens her mouth, sliding it just a little to the side. And then, in a move of true ambition, the blonde pushes your cock down a little, and with the tip of your cock resting atop the tip of the blue-haired one's cock that is lodged just under yours, the blonde manages to open her mouth enough to pull both cock heads inside, slurping and sucking as your cock and the blue-haired ones are frotted together, rubbed together, just almost side by side. She's turning, twisting, groaning in the referred heat from your shaft and hers rubbing against each other, both lodged, yours sloped down a little, hers straight ahead, just the tips in the blonde's mouth as she sucks, slurps, and makes sure to rub the pliable, spongy head of your cock against the other one, rubbing against the larger cock of the woman behind you. As you squeeze your thighs down to increase the pleasure, the blue-haired one begins thrusting, and that thrusting creates friction on the underside of your shaft. You moan and feel pre-cum begin to leak out of you and down onto her dick. She's obviously feeling it, moaning into the back of your head, pressing herself against you. After some time, you manage to just pull up on your knees a little, pulling the blue-haired one up behind you so that you're both kneeling above the petite blonde. You reach over and run your nails down her back, looking around the side as the blonde rises to hands and knees. You see she's still jerking herself off while she sucks you, sucks both of you, and in that raised-up position, given how long the cock belonging to the one behind you is, it is still easier to rub yours down against hers. Your balls are also resting on the top of part of the shaft as it rises up between your thighs from behind. She pushes her hips forward a little, leaning back, her hands on your shoulders. The entire display must look pretty good because you hear approaching footsteps, and you look up to see a woman much larger than any of the other ones in the room, broad of shoulder, muscled, tanned, with a mane of red hair that falls to the back of her knees. The first mate of the ship, who isn't usually down here. Her cock is prominently on display, thick, long, right in front of your face, in fact. She pulls your hair, pulls you forward, so your lips fall around it. "Suck," she says, and nothing more. Her thick, broad cockhead is in your mouth. Your tongue plays along it. You stretch your mouth wide to welcome it and feel your dick throb as the blonde has abandoned trying to suck the mutual heads of yours and that of the woman behind you, and is instead jerking them both, rubbing them together with her hands. She's staring at them. You're able, just able, to glance down past the thick member in your mouth. Ahead of you, you see the dripping juices on the first mate's inner thighs, but she's got you firmly gripped in both hands and is beginning to thrust her cock in and out of your mouth. Around you, perhaps incited by the enthusiastic play going on, there are other women who are meandering closer or playing with one another. Your cock throbs, dripping juices, which the blonde scoops up with her fingers and licks off of them. The one behind you begins fondling your sides, rubbing her hands over your ass, presently, in fact. She's still humping between your thighs, stimulating herself, and the blonde is licking up her pre-cum, too. Then the blue-haired one pulls back.